Naomi です。
Yuichi です。
Peter here. Beginner Lesson Season 3, Lesson 4, The Meetup Part 4. So, we are back with Naomi-sensei and the Alpha Male 2.
Yuichi-kun ですね。
あ、それにしましたね。We decided on Yuichi-kun.
うん。
But I like Yu-chan.
じゃあ、Yu-chan で行きましょうか。
はい。ニックネームは Yu-chan です。
Okay, so we're back. So Naomi-sensei, bring us up to speed. Where are we? This is part four, the final part.
そうですね。We are going to review all the particle which we have introduced in this series.
Which are?
しか、ばかり、and だけ。
Excellent.
三人の人が話しています。Three people are talking in the conversation.
Okay, and they are? Yu-chan.
Kumi, Taro, それから Taro のお父さんです。
Kumi, Taro, and Taro's father. And they are at?
We are not sure, but probably they are at Taro のお父さんのうち。
So they're at Taro's father's place. この話よくわからない。I have no idea what's going on here. Anyway, politeness level is?
Casual.
Let's get into today's conversation. Here we go.
Taro.さっきからお肉ばかり食べている。ほら、野菜も食べて。
はっはっは。太郎は野菜が嫌いで肉しか食べないからな。
俺、野菜アレルギーがあるんだ。
もう嘘ばっかり。それから、どうしてお父さんは豆腐だけ食べているの？
あ、
お父さんは歯が悪いんだ。だから柔らかいものしか食べないんだ。
これはいいお肉だから柔らかいの。お肉も食べて。
さっきからクミは人の世話ばかりしているな。
母さんみたいだ。なあ、太郎。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
太郎、さっきからお肉ばかり食べている。ほら、野菜も食べて。
は、は、は。太郎は野菜が嫌いで。肉しか食べないからな。
俺、野菜アレルギーがあるんだ。
もう、嘘ばっかり。それから、どうしてお父さんは豆腐だけ食べているの？
あ、
お父さんは歯が悪いんだ。だから、柔らかいものしか食べないんだ。
これはいい肉だから柔らかいの。お肉も食べて。
さっきからクミは人の世話ばかりしているな。
お母さんみたいだ。なあ、太郎。
次は英語が入ります。
太郎、さっきからお肉ばかり食べている。ほら、野菜も食べて。
太郎、you've been eating only meat for a while now. Here, eat some veggies as well.
はっはっは。太郎は野菜が嫌いで肉しか食べないからな。
はっはっは。太郎 didn't like vegetables since he was little, and he only eats meat.
俺、野菜アレルギーがあるんだ。
I'm allergic to vegetables.
もう嘘ばっかり。それから、どうしてお父さんは豆腐だけ食べているの？
Oh, you're lying. And why is your dad only eating tofu?
お父さんは歯が悪いんだ。だから柔らかいものしか食べないんだ。
Dad's teeth are weak. That's why he only eats soft food.
これはいいお肉だから柔らかいの。お肉も食べて。
This is high quality meat, so it's soft. Please eat some meat as well.
さっきからクミは人の世話ばかりしているな。
クミ、you've been nagging at other people for a while now.
母さんみたいだ。なあ、太郎。
She's just like your mother, Taro.
Okay, so this series is finally over. Naomi-sensei, what are they eating? 何を食べていますか？
すき焼き。
Which is?
One pot dish cooked at the table. ピーターさん、ウィキペディア読んでください。はい。
いや、ウィキ入れないですね。説明できますよ。すき焼き is a pot with soy sauce based broth. And depending on how thick you want it, you can adjust it with water. And inside of that, you cook meat, vegetables, and the whole thing, kind of the thing that sells sukiyaki is there's a raw egg that you dip the things into before eating it.
よくできました。
ほら、一度も見なかったでしょ?
あの、すき焼きの好きは、likable じゃないんですよね、ゆういちさん。
そうですね。harrow です。
Basically, it's a farming tool that's used to plow the land and break up the weeds and everything that was in there. And in the Edo era, farmers used this piece of equipment not only to do the farming, but also to cook.
ね、clever.
Poor.
まあね、あの、It's like a famous Korean pot. ブテチゲ。They substitute military helmet for pot.
So, one minute fighting, next minute cooking.
ちょっと臭そうね。ゆうちゃん、すき焼き好きですか?
はい、大好きです。
Okay, that's enough. Let's move on to the vocab.
ひどい。
First word.
すき焼き。
すき焼き。A Japanese dish cooked in a pot.Using sliced beef, vegetables, slowly cooked in a mixture of soy sauce, sugar, and mirin.
What a nice definition.
Yeah, I'm glad I thought of it.
Sukiyaki. Sukiyaki.
Next we have?
Ore.
I, me. First person pronoun used by male speakers.
Ore. Ore.
Next.
どうして?
Why? For what reason?
どうし。で、どうして?
Next.
豆腐
Bean curd.
豆腐豆腐
Next.
歯
Teeth. Tooth.
歯
Next.
柔らかい
Soft. Tender.
やわらかい柔らかい
Next.
アレルギー
Allergy.
あレルギーアレルギ
ー Next
さっき
Some time ago
さっきさっき
Naomi sensei, now before we jump into looking at some words used in today's lesson, I want to take a look at this さっき Reason being is I always got this confused with さっき meaning ahead of And they're so similar in pronunciation, but the meanings are completely opposite that it took me a really long time to get the hang of this. Saki, which means ahead, and saki, which means just now. Can you give us the pronunciation for ahead, as in 300 meters ahead?
Saki. 300 meters saki.
Then we have just now.
Saki.
Slight pause in there. So we just ate.
Saki tabeta.
Just ate. Okay, thanks. Okay, on to the other words.
The first word is ha.
Tooth. Teeth.
Please take a look at their kanji. The top part of kanji is tomeru, which means to stop, right? And there is a square. Square is a mouth. And inside their
actually,
mouth.
It's not a square. It's got an open top.
But...It's combined to the bottom line of tomeru, and it looks almost like kuchi, right? Then, inside the mouth, there is rice. So, in the mouth, rice is stopped by the teeth.
Yeah, so basically, the rice stops in the mouth. That's the last destination.
そうですね。
I like that one. Nice.
Do you? Really?
Yeah, really. Nice mnemonic.
そう。
よくできました。
ありがとうございます。医者はドクター。歯医者だと
Dentist.
ですね。
Same word as 医者, just we have the kanji for tooth in front. Naomi 先生がジョークを用意してきましたけれども、私はこのくだらない冗談に参加したくないですから、ゆうちゃんに譲ります。So basically, Naomi 先生 prepared a joke, and I don't want any part of it, so ゆうちゃんYuichi's gonna step up and take my part. お願いします。
はい、じゃあ、ナオミ先生、お願いします。
歯医者が嫌いな島はどこですか?島 means island ですね。
Which island is hated by dentists the most?
難しいですね。謎々ってやつですか?
はい。It's a riddle. わかりませんか?
教えてください。
It's Hawaii.
Hawaii. Ah, Hawaii. Like as in Hawaii, but also your teeth are good.
Hawaii, 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 Hawaii.
なるほど。
次行きましょう。
素晴らしかったです。でも、I think because it was so bad that they'll remember that very well. Great trick, Naomi. Good mnemonic.
Thank you. There's one word I want to take a look at, which is 俺。
Which is the first person pronoun used by male speakers.
これはゆういちさん使いますか? Do you use 俺?
はい、使います。友達と話すときに使います。
So you use it when you talk to your friends?
Yes.
You wouldn't use it when speaking to someone with a higher social status than you, right?
No, never. I can use that.
あれ?さっき俺って使ってましたよね? You just use 俺 to Peter-san, right?
Oh, really? I forgot.
Really?
No, just kidding.
Oh. But, so basically, you're pretty low right now on the social status.
Because he's pole. The youngest. 20?
21.
21.
Basically, university student.
Yeah.
But if you speak with a senpai, so what year are you? Third year? Junior?
I'm a junior.
So do you use it when you speak with seniors?
Sometimes.
What about with your professor?
Never. I don't use that.
So what do you use then?
Boku.
So it's kind of like a watashi is the most polite. Boku is kind of neutral, a little more masculine. And ore is very masculine. And not to be used in very formal situations.
Peter-san はちなみに。
私、あれは僕。俺を2回ぐらい使ったことありますけど、なんか、I primarily use 僕 and 私。But I've tried 俺 twice, but I just don't feel comfortable saying it.
Oh, そうね。It's a bit slangy expression, so. 私は使いません。
Do you use 私?
わかんないな。I don't know.
A female way to refer to oneself is 私。
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 私?
I think it sounds cute. 私。
使うかな?
Yeah, girls use 私。
私 in a casual, very casual situation. Yes.
Yeah, like when they send their emails, when they talk to their friends, yeah, they use 私 instead of 私。
I have this image of like 私? Like rising intonation, like me? I don't know why I have that image.
そう、でもわかるわかる。なんでだかわかんないけど。
Naomi 先生、ちょっと例を聞かせていただけますか? Let me hear an example using 私。
私? 私が? みたいな感じでしょ?
どうぞ。
私?
You can do it like a little more cuter than that.
うるさいな。Let's move on.
Okay.
次は、アレルギー。
Allergy.
In today's dialogue, we have
野菜アレルギーがあるんだ。
I have an allergy to vegetables. I'm allergic to vegetables.
あるんだ is a casual form, so あります or あるんです are used in a polite situation. Like, 野菜アレルギーがあります or 野菜アレルギーがあるんです。
So, great phrase to remember if you're allergic to something and you're coming to Japan.
ゆうちゃんは何かアレルギーはありますか?
ほこりアレルギーがあります。
I'm allergic to dust.
なるほどね。私の母は猫アレルギーがあります。
So your mother's allergic to cats.
ピーターさんはアレルギーありますか?
私はなんかある先生にアレルギーがありますね。名前をちょっと言いづらいですけれども、なんか見るとくしゃみが出ます。
So, while you're staring at me. 次に行きましょう。
Today's grammar point is inside the PDF because it's just basically a review lesson of the previous three lessons where we covered bakkari, shikanai, and dake. So stop by JapanesePod101.com, pick up the PDF inside. Nice, long PDF. Naomi-sensei, look at this PDF.
すごいですね。Long.
With a side-by-side comparison of all three points. In the previous three lessons, we built them up. Now we present them all side-by-side. That's going to do it for today.
お疲れ様です。
太郎、さっきからお肉ばかり食べている。ほら、野菜も食べて。
はっはっは。太郎は野菜が嫌いで肉しか食べないからな。
俺、野菜アレルギーがあるんだ。
もう嘘ばっかり。それから、どうしてお父さんは豆腐だけ食べているの？
あ、
お父さんは歯が悪いんだ。だから柔らかいものしか食べないんだ。
これはいいお肉だから柔らかいの。お肉も食べて。
さっきからクミは人の世話ばかりしているな。
母さんみたいだ。なあ、太郎。